This is an ABC podcast.
Fastest growing sport in America right now. So I'm a smart man. I'm a smart businessman. And it's very smart.
That right there is LeBron James. You might have heard of him. Explaining why he's investing in pickleball. It's the allegedly wildly popular sport with a dorky name and mega cool investors like James, Tom Brady, and Kevin Durant. Like all sports that grow fast, it's got some growing pains. The struggle for a game started by holidaying American dads in the 60s and exploding on courts around the United States is something to behold. So are investors like LeBron about to make bank, or is it the sporting version of NFTs? I'm Patrick Stack. This is ABC Sport Daily. Stephen Currits is a features writer for the New York Times. He's written on the sport of pickleball, which has laid bare some of the challenges involved with this activity. Stephen, first up, you got to explain to us what pickleball is.
Pickleball is a racket sport. It's kind of a combination of badminton, tennis, and ping pong. It's played on a court much like a tennis court, but the net is lower. The dimensions of the court are smaller. You can play singles matches or doubles matches like tennis. Yeah, it's sort of this hybrid sport, and it's been around since the 1960s. So it's not a new sport, but it feels new because the popularity or the growth seems to have exploded in recent years, and certainly the media attention around it has exploded.
I want to get onto that popularity explosion in just a moment, but I got to ask one more question about the actual sport itself. How did it get its name?
There are varying theories about this. So it was invented by three dads who were vacationing on Bainbridge Island in Washington State, and they were trying to entertain their bored children. I think one of the theories was that one of the dads, the dog's name was Pickle. And so they named it after the dog and it became Pickleball. The name is kind of silly. It's also catchy and striking.
If you Google pickleball, you'll find countless articles explaining the explosion of popularity. Can you just tell us how popular is it and why do you think it's had such growth?
It's hard to say exactly how popular it is. You see in article after article, the same phrase. It always says it's the fastest growing sport in America. But, you know, by what measure? How do you measure exactly what that means, the fastest growing sport? And it feels, that phrase feels like something, you know, that you take off of a press release. It's around 5 million people in America apparently play pickleball. It did take off during the pandemic. It's easy to play. You can put a net up in your driveway and make a court. And so, you know, a lot of people during the pandemic stuck at home did that. And it's also been popular for a number of years in retirement communities. Florida, Arizona, and California are the kind of pickleball capitals of the country. Those are sunshine states, and certainly Florida and Arizona have a lot of retirees. So the sport has been very popular in those communities. It's starting to catch on with younger players as well. And one of the reasons is you can pick it up very quickly. I mean, tennis takes time. I mean, sometimes years of practice. And if you're not good and you play a good player, you can really get a drubbing. And pickleball, you know, I've been told you can pick up the basics in an hour and be pretty proficient at it.
It's interesting you talk about tennis because it seems to me to be clear that tennis players, by and large, do not like this sport. Why is that? And what kind of problems is that causing?
Well, it's kind of funny. My piece in the New York Times was really about a look at this kind of rivalry between pickleball and tennis. I wouldn't say all tennis players have disdain for pickleball because there are a number of tennis players who also play pickleball. There are older tennis players who maybe aged out of tennis and they find pickleball an easier, more low impact sport. So they switched to pickleball. But I talked to a number of tennis players who were just livid over it. And it's almost like a public image war. A lot of people within pickleball, they're sort of putting down tennis as a way to promote pickleball. It's easier to play than tennis, or, you know, tennis is a stuffy country club sport and pickleball is for the masses. Tennis players find resentment towards that. There's also, I think the bigger issue is sort of the control for space. Pickleball, as I say, it can be played in a driveway, but really, you know, it's meant to be played in a formal way on a court. And all across the country, people who have suddenly taken up pickleball and are really enthusiastic about it want places to play. And they are going to country clubs and community officials and asking for public and private courts that were tennis courts to be turned into pickleball courts. And you can make two or three pickleball courts out of one tennis court. On a very basic level, it's like a turf war between the two sports.
Anytime something booms, you're going to have people trying to make a dollar. What kind of investment are we seeing? And who are some of those doing the investing?
Some of the people doing the investing in pickleball are the biggest names in sports. LeBron James invested in a professional pickleball team.
You know, and it's actually a really, really cool sport. I have a home in Cabo, and we actually have a pickleball court there. So we actually play a lot during the offseason.
Tom Brady invested in a professional pickleball team. There's a lot of big money behind this and a lot of people trying to make the sport the next big boom sport. I think in a way, 2 years ago or last year, everything was SPACs and crypto and NFT, and they've kind of deflated a bit or a lot. I think there's a sense that maybe some people are just pivoting, and it's like, okay, pickleball is the new boom thing, and that's how we're going to make our money.
This tournament just continues to get bigger and better. We showed you some of the numbers at the top of the broadcast, but this is a packed house here tonight at Zing Zang Championship Court. It has been sold out for quite a while to see Championship Saturday.
But I just saw a TV commercial the other day here for Celebrity Pickleball, hosted by Stephen Colbert on a national, like a big network here. They're going to be, on prime time showing pickleball matches.
Ladies and gentlemen, prepare yourselves, because my next guests are the champions of the world's first televised celebrity charity pickleball tournament, Pickled, which premiered tonight on CBS. Please welcome your champions to The Late Show, the Emmy Award-winning host of The Amazing Race, Phil Kogan, and multi-platinum country music star, Dierks Bentley!
The Tennis Channel airs pickleball matches now. Yeah, there are definitely a lot of people trying to make money from it by selling equipment and selling TV rights and owning a team and all that sort of thing. Whether or not they're going to be successful at it or whether or not the public has an appetite for pickleball as a spectator sport is really up in the air.
It is the biggest party in pickleball. And
if we consider that maybe the English Premier League is the biggest soccer competition in the world, domestic soccer competition in the world, what's the pickleball equivalent of that?
Well, there's this thing, the Professional Pickleball Association, which has a pro tour. So, it's the equivalent of the USTA or the PGA. It's that for pickleball. The person who owns it, a guy who is the scion of a family of real estate developers, started it, and then it was bought by a Texas billionaire who's now, pouring money into it. There's this guy named Ben Johns, who is, I guess, like the number one. He'd be like the Roger Federer of pickleball.
From Ben Johns.
All right, yeah. With the fist pump.
A young guy who's the big star. And like I said, the Tennis Channel is broadcasting these matches. I went on YouTube and watched some matches myself. I found it incredibly boring. It just didn't have the excitement of tennis. And I certainly talked to some tennis players who felt the same way. I talked to this woman. She's a founder of a tennis magazine. And she said, very few things are more depressing than turning on the Tennis Channel and seeing pickleball. But it's playing on TV, so, we'll see.
And what kind of purses are they playing for? Like, what can one reasonably expect to make if they're the best pickleballer in the world?
I would imagine it's in the low hundreds of thousands of dollars. It's not big money like a football or a basketball or a baseball contract at this point. These are small crowds, small venues. So it's still very early on in the fledgling stages.
It is amazing that so many people now are able to make a living on this sport. So many opportunities, not just in terms of playing on the court, but in terms of sponsorships, working as representative for companies. And Simone Jardine, she is becoming a household name amongst pickleball players.
And there are only, I think, a handful of people who can make a living as professional pickleball players.
So you've told us about pro tours, billionaire investment, code wars with other sports. In your view, are we seeing the latest fad, or is this the arrival of a juggernaut?
Yeah, I'm sure I'll get hate mail from pickleballers. I think, in my view, it's a fad. You know, racket sports have ebbed and waned. You know, in the 70s, tennis had a huge boom, and then it sort of fell off. I mean, it's still very popular, but not the way it was in the 70s. There was this one person I talked to said it reminded them of the 80s with racquetball. Health clubs and all these places went around building a bunch of racquetball courts, and it just sort of died off. I know pickleball's, it's just on fire right now. I know it's very big. I'm just not sure. I'm not convinced that it's going to be a huge sport. Am I going to, like, on a Saturday afternoon or a Sunday, be watching the big Super Bowl of pickleball? I don't think so.
It's been a fascinating rise nonetheless. Stephen Kuritz, thanks so much for your time.
And thank you for having me.
This is ABC Sport Daily's summer series produced by Poppy Penny. For more sporting goodness over the festive period and beyond, make sure you're following ABC Sport Daily on the Listen app or wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks to NBA Action, the Pickleball Channel, and The Late Show with Stephen Colbert for the extra audio used in this episode.
Discover more great ABC podcasts, live radio, and exclusives on the ABC Listen app.